Interesting items 04 over 10. Howdy all, a few interesting items for your information. Enjoy. In this issue. 1. Justice. 2. ANC. 3. MTG. 4. Mules. 5. Elections. 6. Appliances. 7. Disney. 1. Justice. Several examples of our newfound two-tiered politically based injustice system last week, in addition to the fallout following Alvin Bragg's indictment of former President Trump. Just because Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg indicted former President Trump 34 times for the same crime without actually naming that crime, doesn't mean he hasn't been busy doing other nefarious semi-legal activity. Last week, his office indicted a parking garage attendant for attempted murder while defending himself from being shot. The attendant saw a man looking at cars. He confronted the man, thinking he was casing vehicles to steal from them. During the confrontation, the perp pulled a gun. Both men wrestled for the gun, which went off, killing the perp. Bragg's office charged both with attempted murder, criminal possession of a firearm, and assault. The pieces on this event all mention a murder charge, meaning the perp died of his wounds. Bragg's actions in this case echo his actions in summer 2022, charging a bodega clerk who defended himself from attack by an ex-convict following the convict's girlfriend's shoplifting attempt. Public outcry forced Bragg to drop those charges. Note that Bragg has notoriously been soft on crime, refusing to charge a wide array of perps with felonies during his time infesting his office. But when the perp either defends himself or is a Republican, Bragg comes down on his target like a ton of bricks. Last week's outrage from the Democrat law firm formerly known as the Department of Injustice was a conviction of Douglas Mackey, Ricky Vaughn, for a series of memes sent late in the 2016 campaign urging Hillary supporters avoid the crowds on Election Day and vote from home. DOJ managed to drag the Florida man before a Manhattan jury of his peers, slash Sark, for the conviction. Used to be lawyers practice judge shopping, attempting to get the most favorable judge possible. In the last few years, that has morphed nicely to jury shopping, arresting, indicting, and prosecuting conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters thousands of miles from their homes, before blue state juries where convictions and harsh sentences are all but guaranteed. DOJ prosecutors were singularly uninterested in a Hilly supporter who published similar memes urging Trump supporters to avoid the lines and vote Wednesday. Note that both memes are variations of the decades-old joke aimed at opposition about voting after the election is held. Not a lot of DOJ interest in those jokes in past elections, but it apparently became a big deal in 2016. 2. ANC Anchorage held its municipal elections last week. It was an all-mail-in affair. Results for our side were miserable, echoing last year's results. Total return last year was around 30%. We were down to 26%, about 8,000 mostly conservatives, Republicans this year. 7 of 11 assembly seats were up due to redistricting. Libs won 6 of them. 2 school board seats were up. Both incumbents won, leaving a 6-1 liberal majority. Sadly, all the bonds passed. We are now into the arm-waving and finger-point part of the discussion. I have proposed a survey of known conservative, Republican voters who didn't bother to show up and find out why. Better yet, there ought to be 2 of them done, one by the current Republican mayor and one by the Alaska Republican Party. Compare results and make those results available to campaigns and party activists, donors and supporters, though not widely released to the general public. I expect the unions, Democrats do this continuously, which is why their results are better and predictable. We don't. And we ought to start. Sooner would be better than later. Note that the municipal clerk releases a product which tells who got a ballot, including names and addresses. During the 3 weeks the ballots are out and coming in, they release a daily report of who has voted, including names, addresses, and precincts. Those products are available to any interested party. 3. MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, took a flamethrower to Democrats on CBS 60 Minutes, telling Leslie Stahl that Democrats were the party of pedophiles. She went further, justifying it by pointing out that Democrats support grooming and sexualization of children, the very stuff of pedophilia. All the usual suspects were shocked, simply shocked that MTG would say such a thing, along with no small amount of tut-tutting from those putatively on our side. Dems and their media enablers fell all over themselves denying the charge, which from a persuasion standpoint was precisely the wrong response. For once you start defending yourself from this sort of name-calling, you are instantly playing in the we are pedos framing of the argument. Democrats do a similar thing to conservatives, Republicans by calling them racists at the drop of the hat. Those on our side that are stupid enough to get into the I'm not a racist argument, have instantly lost that argument, now discussing whether they are or aren't racists. It's a variation of the old when did you stop beating your wife question. Yes, it's name calling, as is the racist label by the left, but the racist label works, which is why it is incessantly used. And as long as they use racist, or anything else, for that matter, we ought to be using pedo early and often. Final comment is that I was very happy as MTG's muscular approach to the interview. Contrast that mindset with what happened to Sarah Palin when she was interviewed by Katie Couric and destroyed during the 2008 campaign. Palin wasn't ready for it and did not respond. MTG led with a flamethrower. Perhaps our side is actually learning how to play this game. 4. Mules. James O'Keefe broke the first bombshell story since his departure from Project Veritas with a piece documenting how Democrat Fundraising Clearinghouse Act Blue has been using elderly, fixed-income Democrats as mules to launder campaign money into the system. The senior citizens do not have the economic means to make large donations yet have been making tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars of campaign donations, some of them donating tens of thousands of times to Democrat candidates, though when questioned, they can only claim a few donations. One woman interviewed was shocked to find she had given $18,000 to the Biden campaign. Act Blue is a clearinghouse for small donations into Democrat campaigns. Everyone uses it. In 2020, they set multiple fundraising records, raising $19 million in the week following the George Floyd death. A private investigator working in Y found one donor who donated over $217,000 in nearly 22,000 chunks. The Democrat Party continues to be a criminal enterprise masquerading as a political party. 5. Elections. Much has been made of the awful outcome of the Y Supreme Court election last week. While it was a terrible loss, as was our experience here in Anchorage, all is not nuclear winter out there. While we have a lot of work still to do, no small amount of work has already been done. Worst news out of last week was the Supreme Court race in Y, pitting the prototypical lefty activist against the Republican. It was the most expensive state judicial race in history, spending nearly triple the previous record. It also set the record for voting in a state judicial race with a 36% turnout. The result overturned a 15-year-long conservative majority on the court, most recently at 4-3. First on the docket appears to be another bite at redistricting just in time for the 2024 election. The liberal outspent the conservative $23 to $17 million. The pivotal issue of the race ended up being abortion, used not unlike it was in me in 2020 to hammer the Republican. Ads were incessant and lurid. And like previously discussed with the use of racist by Democrats, they will use it as long as it continues to work. Scott Adams believes the two issues for 2024 will be abortion and trans, with trans actively being set up by the media over the last year or two. While Republicans, conservative have the right position on both issues, their messaging is awful, allowing the screeching harpies of the Democrat Party to inflict an awful, awful lot of damage. What would be my message? Pretty simple. Roe was wrongly decided. Dobbs threw the entire mess back to the state legislatures, where it belonged in the first place, not the state courts to deal with. And I expect the legislatures to do the right thing. Game. Set. Match. Don't get into the weeds at the statewide level. Do not reprise the same arrogant opinion issued by the Warren Court on Roe at the state courts. The good news out of last week comes courtesy state legislatures, three of which installed supermajorities in a House of the legislature, bringing the national total to 25. INC state representative flipped from Democrat to Republican, giving Republicans a veto-proof supermajority in both houses of the state legislature. NC has a Democrat governor. A couple weeks ago, a state representative in LA flipped from Democrat to Republican, giving Republicans veto-proof majorities in both houses of the legislature. LA also has a Democrat governor. Finally, in Y, a Republican won a special election for an open state Senate seat, giving Republicans a veto-proof majority in the state Senate. In the state House, they are two seats short from such a majority. Y has a Democrat governor. 6. Appliances. Latest target of the anti-fun green jihadis is air conditioning, you know, the thing that makes life bearable in the South, the Southwest, and the desert. Interestingly, it also makes life bearable in the summer in Washington, D.C. itself. This time around, Department of No Energy are turning their tender affections toward room air conditioners, which are disproportionately used by the poor, minorities, and elderly who can't afford central air. The vehicle once again are efficiency standards intentionally being rewritten to ensure nobody can afford what is coming out of the back end of the process. As we have seen with toilets, dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, natural gas stoves, not only do the newly mandated redesigns make the equipment cost more, but they ensure the equipment doesn't do whatever they are designed to do as well as they used to, essentially a nonsensical level of arbitrarily mandated efficiency. There is some interest in Congress with legislation to tell Do No E and the EPA to keep their grubby little hands off our appliances. Note that over 80% of heat-related deaths in the U.S. are among people over 60. Heat stress in NYC kills blacks 2.5x more than whites, making this demonstrably an attack on minorities and the elderly. 7. Disney. The DeSantis for President campaign rolled along last week when the outgoing Disney Board of Directors signed a 30-year development agreement that drastically limits the control that can be exercised over the company and its district. Disney no longer needs board approval to build high-density building projects, buildings of any height, and can sell or assign development rights. The agreement also bans the board from using the names of Disney or any of its characters. The agreement was signed at the last minute, as the old board was about to be replaced by a new state-appointed board. Think of it as an attempt to install a get-out-of-jail-free card by the House of Mouse and you'll be close. DeSantis called this an underhanded move and called for an investigation into potential criminal and civil violations by the previous Disney Board of Supervisors. DeSantis is accusing Disney of multiple violations and has directed the Inspector General of Florida to investigate and publish a report. Expect legal action following the report. The Trump campaign has made much about this setback, pointing out DeSantis' incompetence in dealing with Disney, a charge that isn't going to stick. Good luck to Disney. They're going to regret this stunt. More later. AG. If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Samuel Adams, Speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1, 1776.